Hi there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Now batting for the Fast Lane, Cardinals Hall of Famer and fifth member, Matt Holliday.
We're hanging with Holliday on 101 ESPN.
Powered by Air Alliance Team Heating and Cooling. Getting the job done quickly, correctly, 100% of the time.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Dan McLaughlin. I'm Anthony Stalter. Dan filling in for Jamie Rivers today. 4:03, your time check is brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Thank you to everyone who helped sell out this year's Big League Impact Swinging for Impact event with Adam Wainwright. It's this Sunday evening at Topgolf. And even though Swinging for Impact is already sold out, still many upcoming opportunities, Dan, to help support Big League Impact, including their Cardinals London Watch Party. It's all happening on Saturday, June 24th at Patio's, hosted by the Opening Drive. And you can find out more about that Cardinals London Watch Party at Patio's at 101ESPN.com. Joining us via the celebrity line is Cardinals Hall of Famer, World Series champ Matt Holliday. Matt, appreciate you joining us again. Danny Mack in for Jamie Rivers. Believe it or not, another guy took a day off today in our show.
It's a revolving door. I get it.
No surprise with Jamie, though.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's probably suntanned. It's probably a nice day there. He's got his banana hammock out.
Yeah, exactly.
Catching the rays.
We'll be seeing that on Instagram at some point for sure, Matt.
I can't wait.
Hey, Matt, we were just talking about Jordan Walker, and you had some great thoughts on Jordan Walker last week when we chatted with you. But one of the things that Marsh actually wondered about was the height of Jordan Walker. And I said, you know what? Why don't we ask Matt Holliday? As a big guy yourself, what are some of the challenges when it comes to hitting at that height and that size?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's anything. I think your levers are longer. Obviously, I think that when you have longer arms, obviously they want to crowd you. I think that when you look at the history of taller hitters, they want to try to pound you inside because it's harder to pull your hands in. But obviously there's been plenty of guys that have had success. Aaron Judge jumps to the front of my mind, and Giancarlo Stanton, and going back to Richie Sexton, and some really tall, really good hitters. So I don't think it's necessarily prohibitive, but I do think that, maybe the fact that you have long arms and long levers, I think the strike zone can be an issue. I do think that umpires, I think they miss more balls on Aaron Judge, calling low strikes on him than anybody else in the league. So I think that could be potentially, something that you have to battle is bad calls on taller guys. But all in all, I think I'll take the benefits of being big and strong over some of the challenges.
I think we need to call this segment On the Road with Matt Holliday.
I like that.
Yeah. Where are you now? What kid's doing what?
I'm in Atlanta. We just finished up a game for Ethan, and I'm actually standing probably where you've stood a lot. Danny, I'm out in front of the Lenox Square Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Right across from the team hotel. Having sort of a weird early dinner at True Foods. So
nice.
On the road.
Give the family my best.
I will.
How are the kids doing, by the way? What are we doing? What's OPS? Whatever. How we doing?
I just got back from Aberdeen, so I went and saw Jackson for a few days. He's doing really well. I think he's hitting right around .330 in high A, and got an OPS probably just over 1,000. So
wow. he's
doing really well. So just saw him for a few days, and then flew met the family in Atlanta yesterday. Ethan had two hits and a walk today, so they're playing in his summer league starting up. All the PBR and perfect game tournaments and some of the USA baseball stuff, all that starts happening now. So he's just kind of kicking off his summer, but had a really good high school season. I think he had 15 homers in the high school season, and Had a really good season. So all doing well. And then, Grayson and Reed, the younger ones, are tagging along. We try to find fun activities for them, and we're not at the ballpark.
Let's clear this up, because a lot of fans have said, oh, well, Matt didn't want to join this team, and obviously they're struggling, and he knew they're going to struggle. But if they hear this, they understand Matt Holliday is on the road. This was a family decision. So, you know, this was totally about being with your kids, and personally, I think you made the right choice. You've spent enough time on the road with your baseball duties for yourself, and now you get to play dad, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been great. I would have missed a lot, and in hindsight, looking back, I did make the right decision. And getting a chance like a week ago when I sent Jackson a text, I said, hey, if you ever need me to come out, because he had a little rough patch, had 3 or 4 games where he didn't get any hits, and I said, if you ever need me to come out, I'll drop whatever I'm doing and come. And he said, can you come on Monday? And I jumped on a plane and was there Monday afternoon. We went to the batting cages and spent some time talking about a few things. And those are just things that you can't do when you take a full-time job like a bench coach for the Cardinals. So I'm grateful. I obviously was flattered at the opportunity and love the Cardinals organization, but get a chance to do things like that and then pop down here and watch Ethan and be here to support him and spend time with the younger kids is ultimately, the thing that I feel like is best for me.
Matt, that's that story that you just shared about Jackson, that's awesome on several levels. And Matt Holliday joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. Dan McLaughlin filling in for Jamie Rivers. I'm Anthony Stalter. It's incredible for a couple of reasons. One of which, I'm a parent, but my oldest is 6. She'll be 7 in a couple of weeks. But she's told me today, she goes, Daddy, I know. Like it. Anything I said, Daddy, I know. So for Jackson to say, hey, Dad, I need you, it shows how mature he is. But my question for you, what are some of the things, you don't have to go into too many details, but what are some of the things that Jackson's asking you right now from a baseball standpoint?
It's more just about like swing mechanical stuff. He just gets a little out of whack. He just leads his hip a little bit with the front and gets away from taking his base hits to left field. I think sometimes he gets a little caught up in trying to pull the ball for power. And so just kind of getting back to a little bit of the basics, just some little things that he's done his whole life that I'm pretty good at pointing out and being able to help him kind of get back to where he's lined up correctly and hitting the ball to his strengths and covering all the pitches. So just little stuff like that. But he when your kid says, hey, I need you to come, it feels pretty good. So
no doubt.
It was fun. We had a couple hours in the cage, just me and him, like when we were, like back in the day when he was a little guy, and not that he's that old. I mean, he's only 19, but
yeah.
it's just fun to get in the batting cage and talk through some things and something I really enjoy.
How's he liking the travel aspect of it?
It's pretty easy. They take, they have every Monday off now, and his league right now, there is a North and a South division, and they spend most of their time in the North. So it's not too bad. It's not kind of like what it used to be. They take a little better care of them these days, and they have 2 buses, and so it's a much more adjustable lifestyle for young kids to jump into the minor leagues and not have to just travel overnight and play the next day. So. They've done a nice job in making the minor leagues much more manageable for younger guys.
Our buddy Skip Schumacher's got it going down in Miami. He's got that team playing well, and one of the players that's doing incredible things, Luis Arraez, is hitting above 400 this late in the season. Now, I say this late, and we're about 60 games in, but at this day and age of baseball, that's unheard of. Are you paying attention at all to what that young man is doing?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I think even like just look at how few of guys are even hitting 300. I saw somebody the other day was hitting 295 and they were 10th in the National League in hitting. And I was thinking, man, there's just not many guys hitting over 300. And for him to be pushing the 400 mark at this point in the season is incredible. And then, he's not a guy that's super fast. So he's not getting a ton of leg hits, which is impressive. And he's not a guy that hits the ball super hard. Which is also impressive because he's not smashing balls over the outfielder's head. So he just has a really, really fundamentally sound swing. He hits the ball to left field really, really well. So yeah, this is 2 years in a row that he's been unbelievable. So I don't think this is some fluke, you know, just getting lucky. I mean, this guy knows how to hit. So I'm happy for Skip. I hope they do really well, and been fun to watch them, play and have some success.
Hey, Matt, Dylan Carlson was activated today off the IL, and we know about the potential. We know about the talent. He hasn't stayed healthy, and there's nothing really you could do about that. You just got to stay healthy. But when you look at Dylan Carlson from a baseball standpoint, non-injury standpoint, what sort of player do you think he could potentially become? What's the ceiling for a guy like Dylan Carlson?
Well, it's tough to predict just because, like you said, he's had some runs where you could dream big on him that he could be an all-star caliber player and potentially hit 20 to 25 home runs and hit 280 or 290 and play Gold Glove caliber center field, and every time he seems to get it going, he something seems to happen. And I know he did some work this off season, but he's one of those guys that I'd love to see put on 10 pounds of muscle or 10 or 15 pounds and really tap into. I think there's some power in there that could be tapped into with a little bit more strength. But I think he could be a really good player. Like I said, I he's still young. I think sometimes we lose track of how young he is, and just because he's been around and been up in the big leagues for parts of a few years now. He's definitely not even, kind of scratched the surface of his peak years. I'm hopeful that he'll give him a little bit of a boost and get out there and let it go. And as a switch hitter, he's somebody that if he can stay healthy, you can just plug him in center field and hopefully let him run.
I could see Matt Holliday managing or coaching once his kids are out the door. And then I could see him facing his son, and you're on the opposition, and you know how to get him out. I mean, would you do that? Would you have to give trade secrets away to get your son out? That'd be tough.
Yeah, I wouldn't involve myself in the hitters meetings. I'd let them try to figure it out on their own. And I think I love my kids too much to try to disappoint them. So I'd have to sit that one out, Danny, and just, just walk him. I don't know. He can run, so he might steal second, third on us. So.
Well, you may have to walk him the way he's hitting, so that might be the best move.
That's true.
That is true. By the way, I had one more question, too, if I may. So as you talk to Ollie, and I know you guys are very close, how is he holding, without giving away too much of your personal conversations, just how is he holding up? You know, he's a young manager, young guy in the game, and it's been a rough go. How's he holding up?
You know, I think the one thing about Ollie is that I love the most is he's such a consistent, like, human being. He's just his character is off the charts. It's very difficult. Obviously, he takes it very, very serious. He takes it home with him. He wants nothing more than to be a great manager on a great team. And when the team struggles and the organization is in a little bit of a downturn and, you know, there's injuries and all kinds of things going on, it's tough. But like I said, the one thing I know about Ollie is his character. And I know that he's honest and he is thorough. And I'm sure that the players love playing for him. It's just one of those things where sometimes you run into – you just can't quite figure it out. I mean, I don't think there's anything that really anybody can really put your finger on as to why they're off to such a rough start and, can't quite get over the hump, started to think that they were trending in a really, really positive direction and then kind of hit a lull again. And so, Danny, as you know, it's a player's game. I mean, the manager is important and he can do some things, but these players got to play better. And just like when we've struggled, it wasn't on the manager. It wasn't Tony or Mike's fault. It was our fault.
Absolutely. And I think that
sometimes that gets lost. I mean, it's the players, especially now. I mean, it's the player's job to go out and play well. And, he's trying to tinker with the lineup here or there. Or, you try to make sure you bring in the pitcher in the right leverage situation. But when it comes down to it, the guys just got to play better. And if the roster's not good enough, then you got to find different players. And so – It really, to me, comes down to these guys playing more to their capabilities than really anything the coaching staff or manager has done.
Well said, Matt. Well said. Well, we've taken up too much of your time already, but thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy Atlanta with the family. And if you got any more games coming up, good luck.
All right. All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Good to talk to you guys.
You too. Thanks, buddy. Matt.
All right. See you guys.
Take care. That's Matt Holliday.